You're listening to the We Are Libertarians Podcast Network. Find all of our shows at wearelibertarians.com.
Why do we do this again?
I have no idea. Whose idea this was? I don't know how it happened. Neither one of us thought of it as a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's what we decided to do.
Correct. Yeah. But we are here. Took 2 weeks, but we're here.
All starts.
Yes. How's everything? Gets all the best things start just like this. Hi, everybody, and good morning. It's 5:05 in the morning. Eastern Standard Time, not EDT anymore. See, Eastern Standard Time now. My name is Harry, aka the Moving Target, here on this early Monday morning with Reinhold. So we go on this adventure of doing just testing out the waters with an early morning, like morning show.
Morning coffee show. Yeah, let's get some coffee. We'll get some stuff in our systems. We're ready to go. I think the theory was that I would still be up and you would just be getting up.
Correct. Yeah, that was the theory, is because I get up at 4 a.m. I make coffee. I'm sitting here reading and doing things. And you're like, I'm getting ready to go to bed. I'm like, oh, cool. We should just, this last twilight hour of ourselves, we should just do something.
Yeah, but unfortunately, my work schedule changed just a little bit. So.
Okay. Hey, Jackie's up. Hey. So, Jackie, are you up just because you're staying up, or are you waking up? You know, so that's the big question of this morning hour. Still. Nice. Good for you. Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, see? Jackie says still up. She's still up. So, yeah. So we do have fans of the show who, you know, get up early or stay up to, it's technically late now. If you're up there this time, you're, you know, getting ready to the sun come up shortly. So yeah, here we are. But because I think this one was supposed to, like, the good press release valve to get us to talk about, like, news and current events, stuff that, like, Vincent doesn't want to talk about. And it just gives us, you know, gives us that space or just test up the waters to see if how many people are up early and want to listen to us.
Or would like to come into Monday morning fresh with a brand new podcast to listen to.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's early. You know, get their Monday morning, like, get their YouTube feed or something, like, oh, wow, there's an episode here right when I get to work. Sure is. Get that fresh premium content for you. Yeah. Had a dear leader over at the studio. Yesterday, we were rearranging. Yeah, we're rearranging and moving some tables around, getting things set up. Because he's like, "Well, I don't want to, like, take things. Like, take what you need." That studio is going to go. You know, that one's going to go live first before this one goes live, because I can't do much over there anyway. It's going to get ready for yoga competition, all that other stuff. So I don't have time for anything over there. So just set that up. Take everything over there, get it set up, and then just bring back everything you don't need, and then we'll just go from there. It's easier, so much easier. So that's the plan. But we, since it was cleaned out, we, like, was moving some of the tables around, because we had that god awful setup, because we had this brilliant plan that we could do for the room and never did it. But it's still set up for that awful plan. So we were trying to set things up, so we got it. We got an idea of taking it back into one of the smaller bedrooms. And, I say small, but it's actually, like, it's a big 10 by 12 box, you know? So,
right next to her.
Yeah. Yeah. Spangle said this thing was small. I was like, Spangle, this is an 8-foot table that I'm moving around in this space. That's small in here. Like, it's smaller than the living room. Yes. But it's a small room, you know? You know, it looks small because how it's shaped, but no, that's an 8-foot table. So came up with a cool idea of, like, setting it up like a maximum budget, set the tables like an octagon shape, which looked amazing, but it's like, I don't know if we got the stuff for all this. And then it's like, okay, let's go for this shape. And then as we get pieces, we'll go, we can move the octagon piece. But anyways, that's a little.
You get one of those cameras. Have you seen the, those full table cameras, whatever they spin 100%, 108 or 360 degree view. Just put them up and then you can flash back and forth between the individual spots. Right.
As a
transitional thing.
Yeah, but you know, yeah, little insider baseball of stuff we were, you know, the R&D crew were working on here in the background of the network. But yeah, all right. So
he said four studios now.
Yeah, four studios.
That the network will have.
Yeah, four studios.
Not counting this beautiful hovel that I live in.
So it's that you. Do you want to set our wall approved studio, sir?
We'll see.
Yeah, it's fine. Grab some pieces of his. He's like, I don't ever use this. You're the only person who uses this piece. I'm like, fine, leave it here. I'll take it. But anyways, I think the last few weeks from all the different like news events that are going on with just everything in general has been a very interesting time here in Indiana and like nationwide. The different bills that have been hit Governor Holcomb's desk here in Indiana. I don't know. The whole, I'm really upset with the whole porn ID law that got signed. It is
Texas,
the, yeah, the like idea, Texas, yeah. Just like Texas, it's like the idea, like you need to prove that you're 18. And I think this is a lot of people. I just don't understand this. This proves, I just like goes to everyone. It's like, hey, you know, like Republicans could easily has been scored some cultural wins, and then it goes, and to me it was like, cool, you've done some things and now you shot yourselves in the foot bringing back to like, hey, you guys are just the religious unfun wine moms that you've always been. They're still there, you just didn't have any power, and now you got a little, and now you it's worse than Mike Pence RFRA all over again. You just do this crazy stuff, you know. But
yeah, it always happens when they do that, they just kind of go crazy because it's like, you finally got in there, and now we have to do all the stuff that we said we're going to do. Mm-hmm. And instead of saying, okay, we're going to implement these in a smart way, they'll say, we just, you know, overnight, boom, we're going to do it. Mm-hmm. And we don't care what the fallout is. And that's, people don't like that. So, yeah. And then they don't stay in because that angers everybody and kicks them right back out again.
It up is like, yeah, this is probably going to turn Indiana a lot more purple. Or people just ticked the heck off. It's like, because like the, it's going to get kicked off the books because I'm telling you, like, all it's going to take is a big company, because like a lot of the porn websites, they're not going to want to deal with the compliance. They're just going to do what they did to Texas and every other state. Nope. Geo block. No. We block your state. Perfectly fine. They don't care.
I'm geo blocked for playing poker. So,
right. Yeah. Care, right. Yeah. Yeah. So it's going to take. So I was just like, okay. So like, this is the way the bill reads. It's all about the like getting adult content, stuff like that, right? So it's like, so without checking to see if it's on 18. So like, what about like Reddit X? You know, like get on X. There's adult content on X. You know,
well, at least on X, you're supposed to be 14, right? For their terms of service.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So there should be an age check, right? If you're going to do an age check for 18, you should be an age check for 14. What's wrong with that? If you're going to be doing that. Mm-hmm. So how do you implement that? How do you keep from bypassing that? What's the legal requirements? What is, you know, what documentation is necessary? And it gets into a whole other can of worms, as it were.
Yeah. It's... And I really think bringing like lawsuits and trying to bring fines, or especially like AT&T, imagine it's just like, hey, you know, I got this access. I got on my box and there's NA material. I'm just surfing the sites. This thing didn't verify. Now, granted, I had to be over 18, a credit card to get the service pumped to my TV that I asked for, but I flipped the channel and just let me watch this.
The other side is, I understand the point there is, you have some content that you want to be adult only, and mm-hmm. instead of dumbing everything down so that it's no adult content whatsoever because somebody underage may see it, it's good to have the ability to do that and mm-hmm. to give people the peace of mind to know that it's, you know, people are at least being somewhat gate kept out of it.
Yeah.
You know, makes sense.
Yeah. It's, I get that. I get it. But you shouldn't give your kids open, unfettered access to the internet if you're not ready for the, you know, the notions of what unfettered internet access is. It's just that simple. I don't understand this whole idea that like the government should be in place to do this. And to me, this just seems like a big slow walk to the idea. I know, like conspiracy brain. I mean, this is just a slow walk to your ID is your WAN IP is tied to your ID. This is, you know, we know exactly what your IP is doing because this is who you are, just tying it to people. And I hate that.
And idea. Also tying it to actual people and not giving people the ability to be anonymous in any way while Correct. You're on the internet. Correct. So you'd have to use your government supplied name and identification and everything mm-hmm. else
when doing things online. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think this is, to me, it just feels like that slow walk to that. You know, I'm tired of these trolls online trolling me with these fake egg names and the fake egg things on X and that, oh crap. You know, now they have to use their real names because I've made a law.
Well, it's not just that either. It's like there are states where they're making it so that your legal identification has to be what your like birth sex is, your birth identity is. So you can't right. change in it.
Correct.
Right. So I have to use a name that I don't like mm-hmm. that what I grew up with, you know, mm-hmm. I don't necessarily don't like it. It's just, it's not the one I chose. Right. So, mm-hmm. That happens. Right. So then they're going to use that as a mechanism back in to enforce all that stuff. All the people who say that they're for less government are going to be using the government to enforce all these different, mm-hmm. you know, social things that they really shouldn't care about.
Exactly. It's, you know, it's that slow walk to that process. And they don't see it that either. They see it that way and they know what they're doing, or they're just being ignorant to the aspect of it because they're just getting this win. You know, they see it as a win because they're just, I don't know. It's when I go back to this, you're just no fun. You don't want to have any fun. You hate other people having fun. That's what it comes down to me. Like,
it's also a populist thing too. Cause I know like in the area that I live in, it's a lot of people who are very conservative type views, and they think, you know, well, this is the way things should be. You have a wife, you have some kids, you take care of your family, mm-hmm. you know, you go to church. That's what life should be for everybody. All these people are being crazy doing all sorts of stuff because it's going to make them worse in the end. It's making society bad. So yeah, let's crack down on some of that stuff. They don't go beyond the thought of, oh, other people see things different than I do and they're not hurting anybody, so we shouldn't really care. They see this as a way it's going to make their life harder because society is going to change in a way that they're not going to be able to deal with.
Yeah. Checky goes, I forbid most of the fun my 15-year-old wants to have online. Hello. Yeah. Yeah. That's how you parent, you know, you know, you watch what they're doing, you know, it's just what it is, you know. And even during like the Senate bill, they were talking about, well, this is not the internet of old. There's worse stuff online nowadays. And it's just like, what are you talking about?
You guys didn't know how to do email until 6 months ago. Hush.
Yeah. 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 Guy who doesn't know email. God, I don't know. I know it's one of those things. It's like, you don't. You know, like, so, and the way even the bill is described, like, it's like it's even worse because, like, there's civil suits that you have to go against sites and prove this thing in civil court. So it's like, so you're just setting sites up. It just, to me, it just seems like a money funneling scheme to set things up that you don't like, you know?
Well, that was the thing about all the book bans that were going on, like mm-hmm. in Florida and stuff. It, the concept was, and here's how they wrote the bills, was that if somebody could object to a book being in the library, school mm-hmm. library, whatever, right? And then the library would have to prove through court, mm-hmm. through a judge and a court system, a civil suit that the book deserved to be there. Mm-hmm. They'd have to defend it. And all of the legal costs, including the legal costs for the plaintiff who has called us into question, are paid for by the school. Mm. So the school would have to pony up all that money for the arbitration, mm-hmm. they called it, Yeah. And that was the incentive for them to say, no, we're just going to pull the book because somebody complained. Because we don't spend the money and we don't want to fight it.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't want to like zap the school budget for a book.
Yeah. So that's why what they're doing on these bills, where they're making it so that the company that's being called into question is the one who has put the bill. They're not going to want to do that.
Right.
You know, so they'll capitulate to whatever.
Mm-hmm. Right. Like, you know, why? Right. Yeah. I've got to send a lawyer to Indiana to prove, like, hey, our age gating worked, blah, 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 blah. They like did the thing, or I can just geo block, just block you, you know, and it's, yeah. I don't know. It's a very aggressive thing. And the thing is, it's like the other thing, it's, you know, like, hey, if you're from the site, you're not allowed to come to my site. You know, the way it's even, it's got some really sketchy wording to it. Isn't that also the reason why like people was up in arms in Florida when they said like, hey, you know, in order to like, try to ban a book, you have to, if you're not in this district, we're charging you money. And people were like, you can't do that. I'm like, no, yeah, it's perfect because you're draining accounts by just putting up these weird, you know.
And the other thing, at the end of the day, there are a lot of people who are supportive of the fact that they are getting geo-blocked. They don't want the porn in their state.
Yeah.
You know.
VPN sales go up 300%. It's okay. I've got a verified account. I'm fine. You know, it's, I don't know. It's just,
it seems like everybody's trying to regulate everybody else's business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I don't get that. Like if somebody wants to go, you know, in their state, go and watch porn up. Well, why are you complaining about it? How is it affecting you?
Exactly.
If it's not affecting you, what do you think you get the right to tell a policeman to go over and punch your neighbor in the face and drag him to jail? This is literally what you're doing. You're telling a guy to go do that for you because you don't have the guts to go over and confront him yourself with it.
Yeah, exactly. Jackie goes, the kid also has workaround for most of my tricks. Good. Get better tricks. Make him a better, make him a better hacker. Just keep doing better things. You know, have you did the DNS one? Have you did like a DNS filtering or just capturing? This, you can also do like a man in the middle DNS for those sites that he goes through. I could, you know, maybe I should do it. I should do an episode about that, like how to do that man in the middle of DNS. So every site that he wants to go to, you just brickroll him every time you type that word in. Boop. Let him listen to some Rick Astley. That's mean. I know. I'm mean. But yes, Rhino, you're absolutely right. It's the, I don't want to go and confront them. It's, I think it's that main thing on, that really, to me, it's when those failed Republicans come over to be libertarians. It's that thing you try to tell them. It's like, hey, the hardest part of liberty is allowing other people to be free too. Yes. You're getting to do what you want. Let them do it too.
Yeah. Supporting laws that enact what you agree with is easy. I mean, that's everybody can do that. It's defending the stuff that you don't agree with.
Mm-hmm.
That's the hard part. Like, you know,
so
that's what principle is. And a lot of people don't realize that. They think that they have the right just because they feel like they're in the right.
Correct. Yeah. I'm at the right. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if you've been watching some of the dust up with, speaking of, on the same vein, some of the dust up of Matt Walsh and the whole gaming conference. I don't want to get into the sweet baby stuff, but everyone has done it to death. If we were making money on the YouTube channel, we'd be doing sweet baby stuff every day. Get that SEO. But when all that stuff is going on, did you see the Daily Wire Matt Walsh walk into this thing, this firestorm? Because irregardless,
probably the last person I would watch on the internet. So,
hold on. It's called Jesus says that's how you get somebody who pops a butt or two. Never gonna give you up. Oh my god, crossovers we didn't need. Thanks, Jackie. Anyways, so basically, it's basically saying that gamers are like you should like the response to it was like the, it was this terrible thing. It was just like. They have been hammering on like, oh, these woke people in Hollywood, we need to get our movies back and all this other stuff. Video games, Well, the solution is turn the video games off. You shouldn't play video games. Video games are stupid. You're man babies. This is dumb. Everything is bad. Blah, 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 blah. Don't play video games. You play video games, you're incel adjacent. I'm just like, okay, bro, calm down. Postings, you know, like the Jeremy from The Quartering, which, you know, don't like the guy that much anymore. His politics have gotten weird. Even him was cutting him up like, hey, listen, man, this the statistics you keep proving saying that, you know, video games causes violence. These are old, terrible studies that people have thrown out years ago that potentially to make gamers violent or do all this other things like that. It's like, hey, we talked, like, this is game, people who game. Don't, like, games don't influence us like that. It's just more of a media for entertainment, just like a book is, just like a movie is. It's a little bit more interactive, yeah, but it's not this thing that's brainwashing people. Trust me, if video games could brainwash people and get brainwashed to something, they'd probably make a video game to brainwash people to get them to do what they want them to do. And trust me, if it did,
that's worked, that was the thing it. About the teachers were always saying, you think we're brainwashing your kids? I can't get them to do their homework. I can't, yeah. Them to, you know, I can't get them to be on time for class. Well, how am I able to brainwash these people? You know, it's like, mm-hmm. And that's the other thing too. They're complaining about the games, but they're also complaining about books and movies, mm-hmm. and all that stuff. I mean, that's why they're making, I know that they made a movie company so they could make alternate movies to give people the choice to mm-hmm. go to and watch good, wholesome stuff instead of the stuff that the leftists are putting out to indoctrinate everybody into the Marxist socialist, you know, mm-hmm. evil commies conspiracy plans run by the Jews. But that's, you know, at least they're giving, you know, you're giving people choices. That's fine. Go out there and do it. But when they do it and it tanks and they mm-hmm. make zero money, you know, that's they won't learn their lesson because they won't understand why that's happening. They'll find an excuse for it.
Exactly. Because, like, even like the premise for Lady Ballers, like, hey, this could be funny. You're not funny. This is terribly written. And more like, honestly, I would like to put label to the, I don't know, we need something for the opposite of what you call woke on this, because that, whatever that is, that's what this is. This is terrible. But yeah, and the thing is, like, and they always keep doing this whole thing. It's like, and like Jeremy from, at Daily Wire, they're just like, oh, they do a woke brand, we're gonna do our own brand. But when it came to gaming, no, this is bad, this is evil, don't do that. You know, they made their stupid chocolates, so they're like, oh, don't eat chocolate, they do that, don't watch movies, oh, no, we're gonna make a movie company, but not video games, no, bad, this is
bad. None of them know how to code, none of them how to make a game. They all can, anybody can pick up a camera and say they're making a movie, right? But, you know, and they're all probably failed wannabe actors and producers anyway, so yeah. But none of them know how to make a video game. They've never seen one or played one in their life, probably.
Yeah. Jackie goes, it's all the psych meds we give the kids, making them weird, if you ask me. Yeah, probably some of that. There's some kids are over-diagnosed, or like get lots of false positives, and there's probably like over-diagnosing of drugs. Yeah. And a lot of the things I think a lot of people don't understand is that boys aren't girls and girls aren't boys, and boys wants to get up and move around and can't sit around all day and be quiet. They don't do that. Most of the school systems are set up for girls. That's it. The modern school system is meant for girls, not meant for boys. Boys need tons of recess, tons of exercise to get out moving around. They have tons of pent-up energy. They're going to fight back. They're going to reject. And our modern zero-tolerance school system isn't really set up for that. Yeah. That's,
well, there's also a lot of overstimulation we have today. Mm-hmm. I mean, back in my day, you know, we didn't have like instant Google on your phone. You could just go look stuff up. You know, we had to think about, well, is this something I want to go actually learn about? Trudge down to the library, try to find a book through a Rolodex book system. It wasn't even digital and online yet. So, I mean, we had a lot less outside stimulus that we would just have to go outside and make our own in order to do stuff. Whereas now kids are just bombarded with so much mm-hmm. At their fingertips.
Yep.
Readily available. It's I don't know how it's got to be affecting in some way that's good or bad. It's good and bad both, I would think. But
yeah, we're just we just don't understand. Yeah. I think pretty personally, like if I did have a son, I would want him in like an old boys school for that simple fact, that aspect too. You know, it's just I see a lot of different things the way, like, well, he's just, you know, they tell little boys that they're not sitting down and, you know, doing the subjects. It's like, well, because they've got a lot of pent up energy, let them go off or run. You know, especially when you get teenage boys, they're going to want to fight each other. It's fact of life, it's what they do. Sorry, it's I hate it. I wish boys didn't want to punch each other, but like, they're going to want to hit each other in the face. You know, might as well just control it, put boxing gloves on him. Skull G's says opposite of woke is brainworms. Yes. Yeah, I really do feel like some people at Daily Wire do have the brainworms. Check it out. My son went to gymnastic preschool for 2 years. Nice. And then we did Montessori. Okay. All right. Yeah. 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 You gotta, it's just the way it is. Like, this one thing, I'm glad I got a little girl, because like, the school system is set up for it. She will just sit there, read a book. It's interesting. I was watching one of my, you know, like when you watch, like, I've watched like my nephews and little boys, and it's just like, why are they so good for you? Because I give them sticks and I let them fight each other. Leave them alone in the backyard. They're hitting each other. They sure are. No blood yet. We're good. They're good. It's I know probably somebody's like, oh, you can't do that. I'm like, I don't know what to do. What to tell you? Testosterone poisoning's a bitch.
But that's the thing, is I never had that issue when I was a kid.
What?
I'd sit and stare at a television all day long. I would sit and read books all day long. I never had to move around and get up and run around and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And I had very high testosterone. I was doing things at five, six years old that would probably shock up people in here. But I don't know. I don't know if it's all just testosterone or some of it's, you know, just the way kids are brought up. And how they see their parents, how they is their dad around to help them to kind of normalize what they're going through? Are they learning about being men by being around other kids their age that are also messed up and trying to figure out the same things?
Yeah, could be some of that. Also, Reinhold, you're very unique, and I think that when you were and during that time too, you know, you're the nearest human was like what, 10 caves over, right?
They hadn't invented them yet. It was just
invented school yet. Oh man, I think it was like, I definitely could get sit still. Yeah, a lot of people can't sit still. Yeah, the modern school system is kind of got a jank for that. You know, it's they've destroyed the school system on an awful experiment. It took them 10 years to admit that they broke a generation of kids' math skills, okay, with that new math thing. Yes, is it a better system? Heck yeah, I've seen it. Yeah, it makes sense to me now, but only as an adult who understands math. But if you had to send my kid home to this and I have to explain them how to use math with, it's like, I don't know this. I can't tell you how to do this. I can show you how to get the correct answer, but the way they're showing you, I don't know. Which, someone's like, well, this is better. Doesn't matter. The other leg of the stool that teaches kids, like of helping kids out, because the teachers only have the kids for a short amount of time, is the parents. So if I can't help them, that's a whole leg of that stool just gone, completely gone, knocked off. So you can't help your kids. Everyone's frustrated this whole process. So, and they just, math's hard and it's stupid and I give up. Yeah, generation of kids' math skills. Terrible, but terrible, you know. What? And they're only admitting it now, you know, after they destroyed these kids. They admit it. They messed up. You know, like, it's the way it is. Just like, I've got on my bookshelf over here that you can't see, it's off camera. It's full of old school math books, because if they pull this crap with my daughter, I don't care what they say. This is how math is. This is math. Math is math. I'm going to show you why these formulas exist. You're going to know why these formulas exist. Why do we have these formulas? How did these math formulas came to be, and how to do them correctly? And if everything else is stupid. And if they
I think that was the real problem with the new math that they called it. It was that they were showing them the shortcuts.
Right. Yes.
To do some of the stuff so they could go fast and get the answer quickly. And it was it was better than trying to memorize multiplication tables, things like that, if you knew that. But if you don't have the underlying why it works that way, then all you're learning is these tricks and tools to do the math without understanding why the math is. So you can't advance further in it. You can't do, when you get into algebra and things like that, it doesn't make as much sense.
Yep. It doesn't make
sense. Calculus isn't going to make any sense. Yeah. If you're not learning what a number line is and how mm-hmm. numbers are integers and mm-hmm. you know how they interact with each other in that space where you can kind of see it in your mind. Mm-hmm. And when they start getting the more abstract stuff like calculus, where it's like, oh, it's not exactly the space underneath the curve, but it's kind of close to it. And it goes, you know, goes towards the number. Mm-hmm. And you're like, we're just making it up now. So you have to have the understanding behind it, why this works, in order to kind of accept that when you get to those areas.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or you get the generation of kids who grow up with like, I don't understand why we need to know the Pythagorean theorem. Why do we have this thing? This thing is stupid because they never show any practical application for my teachers did. My teachers showed us practical applications. Yeah. But I know so many people like, I have never used this, nor I will never use. And I show people, my teacher showed us like, this is why we use this. A lot of the math for it has been done. So when you just go to this, like, I think one of my teachers showed us on a belt. It's if you have, because basically on a car, you know, if you have like a triangle belt and you want to know what size belt you need, you can use the Pythagorean theorem to figure the sucker out, to find out what size belt you need. That math has been done for you. Or just something like if you had to build something. So if you wanted to make sure your massive structure is square and it's going to stay up and stand up, guess what? The Pythagorean theorem will help you.
It was always that with algebra for me, because my wife is like, she hates algebra because she doesn't understand. And she has this mind block where she sees a number in a letter in a number system like that. She goes, what's that letter mean? Well, it means you don't know. It's just a placeholder. She goes, no, that's not, you can't do that. And we get into whole arguments about it. So she doesn't understand the algebra. But I'm like, do you realize you use algebra every day? Mm-hmm. Every day. You know, people are like, when am I ever going to use algebra? You do it all the time. You just don't know you're doing it.
Right. You know, you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you know, yeah, calculus is a different story. You know, you have to do fun stuff to do calculus.
When I was doing nuclear physics, we wanted to learn calculus for that. So that was the best time. That's when I learned for that. So
yeah. Alex Adventure in Numberland. If anyone's wondering about some of the books, I recommend that one. Calculus Made Easy. It's some of these really neat books, but Alex Adventure Numberland, I recommend for that freshman middle schoolish era. If they really love math, it's a great book. It shows your kids there's other things here going on in math. It's amazing. Amazing book. Can't wait to be able to give that to my daughter. It's a little too much for her right now, but you know, it's okay.
But in her age, you could be giving her a little basic stuff that you can kind of, you know, play with a little bit. Like, okay, now we have seven of these. What are, if they go away, how many do we have? You know, that sort of thing. You start getting that in her mind that there are problems to solve with math.
Mm-hmm. I did kind of mess her up though when I did show her like the whole N placeholder thing, right? You don't know the answer. She did that on one of her problems. She didn't understand like the math problem, so she just wrote the word N and just kept going and filled out the rest of them. I thought it was because they were doing the math problems where you technically she's right. She's completely right to do it, but not what the teacher wanted. It was because they gave you all the values they told her to solve it. But with it was the missing spaces. So it's like give you one number. So like 8 - blank = 4. And you have to fill in the spot. So she just put N and then kept going.
I always use X. Yeah, that was.
Yeah, I thought it was cute. Like,
well, see, that's the thing is the teacher should have seen that and went, oh, she's, you know, learning ahead a little bit, maybe, or something like that, and understood. Still get marked wrong, tell her what was wrong, but
she got that one. Yeah, it was cute. Yeah, so I learned, it's like, so not showing her any more of that stuff, but you know, so keep it and get around the level. But I like, it's one part of school like I'm really looking forward to is teaching that stuff. You know, everything else is gonna like reading in English. That's my wife. I'll let you do that. I don't that's not my jam. Everything else is
how to dissect a sentence.
Yeah, I don't want to do it. I don't care. Unless I needed to destroy somebody. Yeah, like I'm fine. It's not that exciting.
Predicate in this, you know, dangling participles and all those things. You know, it's like I learned all that stuff in English and then immediately forgot most of it. Because I'm like, English is interesting because once you've heard enough of it, it makes sense when you hear it and read it and do stuff. And I can follow all the rules without memorizing them. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if I was just learning English, like if I go out and just try to learn a language I don't know yet.
Yeah.
That's just going to be the worst part, is learning how they do sentences and stuff.
Yeah.
Because they're all different. Like Spanish is a completely different way that sentences are structured.
Yep.
You know? And then there's that German, I don't know, the German thing that's going around now. Yeah, have you seen the little German viral thing that's going around?
No.
Was it Barbara? And it's basically it's a tongue twister. There's an old tongue twister that German has where it's like Barbara makes a pie and she sells it. It's made of rhubarb. And then she, and every time you add one more thing to what it is, the name gets a little bit longer, like Barbara. And then it becomes like this long, like 30 character name. And somebody wrote a song recently with that in it. And it's it's an interesting little jam thing where it's like, it's got a good beat to it and you can just put it on and sit. It's just kind of fun. Just a bump, a bump. And, it's all in German though, but it's pretty fun.
Okay. I just found it like, All right. I'm saving that for a bunch, basically. Like, I'll get that later. Jackie goes, in a Montessori, they do division and multiplication first, kind of. Neat. Oh, yeah, and she also says, sentence diagrams for torture. Oof.
I would do is if I had a kid and they were learning English, the first thing I'd give them is word owls, word crimes. Here you go. Don't do those.
I was also very fortunate that my daughter loves this PBS show called Odd Squad, which is a kid show where they solve problems with math. Which honestly, some of the plot points are kind of funny. And the show, I watched the show and I just had to go like, man, this show looked like it was fun to do. Like, look, it literally looked like everyone's having fun on the show. it's a goofy show. I recommend it. It's goofy as heck.
Well, I remember when we grew up, I mean, and you probably did too. I mean,
I said the show's Canadian too, so be careful.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, we had the new Zoom.
Yeah, Zoom.
Remember Zoom? Yeah.
Zoom.
But yeah, Electric Company. We had Reading Rainbow. We had, you know, Sesame Street and those types of things. And I learned a lot of like basic math and English stuff from watching those shows when I was growing up. So
yeah,
I kind of enjoyed them.
Yeah. That's about the only app my daughter gets unfettered access to is the PBS Kids app. All right. So
I remember I used to watch this show called The New Zoo Review. I've just forgotten about them until recently. And I saw that they're kind of hanging around doing this Facebook page, but they're still doing stuff. And it's like the same people in their 60s, but they're still having fun and doing stuff. That's really cool.
All right. So what are news things that we want to talk about though, or do you want to keep doing on this topic? Is there anything you want to bring up? I think I've steered into these things. Do you have anything?
There's a lot I kind of want to get into, but I don't know how deep we want to get into some of this stuff, but I mean, we've got the whole State of the Union thing went on. We got the border stuff, the border bill that got tanked.
Oh God. Yeah.
Oh, that's the funniest part, is it? I mean, it's like how can you put your foot in your mouth more as the Republicans to where you like, we want a border bill. I was like, okay, well, you know, we'll do this, but we're not going to agree on a few things. But the Democrats go, okay, if you fund Ukraine, which you're saying you don't want to, then we'll work on this border bill and get it in too. Right. So they put together and they had a bunch of Republicans and a bunch of Democrats got together and worked out this bill. And the Republicans got more than they've ever been able to get from the left at all, because the left was willing to deal on some of this stuff in order to get the Ukraine thing. Mm-hmm. So they come up with this bill that's actually best that they're ever going to get, because mm-hmm. they're not going to win the House at the end of the year anyway, because of all the redistricting that's done.
Right.
So they're probably never going to get the House back. So this is their chance.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're getting ready to pass it. Everybody's agreed upon it. All it has to do is already pass the Senate. It's ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then Trump says, you know, if you do that, I can't run on that as a campaign for the election. I want you to tank it. And there's still enough votes from Republicans who will go against Trump to vote for it.
Mm-hmm.
But the speaker won't let it come to the floor. And now they're telling everybody, well, the reason why we don't like this bill is because there was nothing in there for the border. It was all about funding Ukraine. And it's like, no, have you read the bill? Because there's a lot of stuff in there. And it's like, does that make any sense? So now the Democrats are saying, okay, well, that fell through. Let's get the funding for Ukraine again. And then Republicans are saying, no, we're not going to fund Ukraine until we make a deal for the border bill. And it's like, you it's so obvious to people what's going on here. And the Republicans are getting told this whole story about how the border bill had nothing in it that was for the border. It was all just for Ukraine. And we're not going to support that. In order to bypass the reality of what happened, they don't believe that what happened, that Trump killing it is what happened.
Yeah.
Right. It's like, man, you guys just don't look around outside your little window. It's weird.
Yeah. Basically gaslighting everybody when they go look at it, you know, saying like, because I know most people don't have the time to read the second bill. Like, okay, what happened? You know, it's like, no. Yes, there's tougher stuff into it for shutting down the border or border guards I think someone described it as almost like turn some of the border agents to Judge Dredd, basically, so they could do some things quicker and faster. I'm like, yeah, okay.
Well, this makes sense. What are the good things? There were some good things in there too, where they were taking, okay, this huge backlog that we have of asylum cases where it's like 6 years to get somebody through the system.
Yep.
They were going to throw a bunch of money at that, get those cases knocked down so that we don't housing these people that we can either kick out or we can give green cards to. Right.
Yep.
So they're just sitting there because when you're in that state, you can't work. Mm-hmm. So we're supporting and paying for all these people that are 6 years behind on getting their case heard for no reason.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. It's dumb because they can't contribute. They're just a drain. And everybody's talking about how, you know, illegal immigrants are this drain on society, which isn't true. They're actually put more into society than they don't when they can work, when they can function. When they can
work. Yeah.
But this situation actually makes it so bad that the Republicans can point to it and say, look how bad things are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they make it purposely bad in order to get their way on what they want to do.
Yeah. Jackie goes, the Dems are helping Trump by whining so much. They do whine a whole bunch. And then Jackie goes, Chicago is kicking a bunch of immigrants out today. Well, yeah, that is also happening too. Anyways, I'll to go back to like to keep going back on the board, like the AKA border crisis. it's with Governor Abbott. I'm trying to think of the blanking on the Texas governor name. Shipping basically these people around the country, the political football, and throwing them into these different cities. It's like, yeah, I think. Giving a lot of those blue cities that claim to be
sanctuary cities.
Yeah, the sanctuary city to understand what some of the border towns are having to go through. I think it's a great. I think it's great. They should also share the load.
here's the deal with that though, because a lot of people don't realize this.
Can I finish my talk? Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, but I also think of just dumping people in the middle of the night to somewhere. It's awful. That's you know, yes. They say you need to take care of these people and suckers end up having to do these people, but doing that again is kind of crappy for the people involved. Anyways, you go for it.
Right. Sorry. There already has been a program in place where these migrants can be sent to other cities and other states, etc.
Yep.
It's always been there. It's worked and it keeps, you know, from having all those 6 year long backlog people sitting in Texas, right? So it would even the loadout. But the problem was the situation with that was, is that the states that were getting those people knew they were coming. They could prepare for them.
Right.
And you didn't throw people in there. First of all, you didn't lie to people and get them on a plane to begin with. Mm-hmm. And tell them that, oh, you're going to go to this place and you're going to get all this stuff. And mm-hmm. they get there and they're like, okay, where's all the stuff at? And everybody's like, who are you? What are you doing? They were also told they had to be back in Texas for their hearing mm-hmm. in 2 weeks. How are they going to get back in 2 weeks for their hearing or 3 weeks, whatever it was?
Yeah.
And if you don't make that meeting, you're mm-hmm. deported.
Correct.
Automatically, because that's what the system is. The system is if you miss those meetings, you get kicked out. Mm-hmm. So they're dropped off somewhere where nobody's ready for them to get there. Mm-hmm. And then it becomes just because everybody's like, okay, what happened? Let's try and get together and get this fixed. And then that chaos is what the right is using to say, hey, look, these people don't want to, like, they brought mm-hmm. these people at Martha's Vineyard. They keep bringing this one up. They dropped these people off at Martha's Vineyard. Martha Vineyard, the people there never once said, we're not going to help you.
Right.
They said, let's figure out a way to do this. We're not ready. You know, we're just, let's find the best solution. So they found a place that was about half a mile off of mm-hmm. the little bitty space that you would call Martha Island. It was just like
a very small island
airport. Yeah. It was like a little airport, or old Air Force base or something like that. It had all the barracks and everything. They had room for these people to go and kind of have mm-hmm. some room and not feel like they're in a gymnasium on a cot. So they moved them there and they're like, aha, see, they kicked them out of Martha's Vineyard. They don't want to help them. It's like, there's an article that I found where they were like 1 year later, what happened to those people? And it's like some of them have great stories and they got helped out and they're being taken care of there. Mm-hmm. And there's other people who got a degree and went this way. And there are other people who had a horrible time, you know, and mm-hmm. it was bad. So, but it was never a case of we don't want to help these people. Yeah. They immediately did. Mm-hmm. But that's how propaganda works. Mm-hmm. That's how you create a narrative that you can then tell people who won't go look at the whole story mm-hmm. and they'll believe whatever they're told.
Yep.
It's the same case with the border bill thing. Nobody reads these bills. You know, there's all these people aren't reading these bills and going, okay, what's in it? They're waiting for someone to tell them what's in it. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And then all you have to do is just say, well, this is what's in it to these people, whether it's true or not. And they won't go look it up. They won't question it. They'll just say, okay, thanks for letting me know. And then they'll go on their way and do that.
Yep. Just parrot off what they have been told.
It's like what Bill Barr did with the Mueller report. This all exonerates the Trump. And it's like 3 weeks later, the Mueller report comes out and you read it and you're like, what a lying asshole, you know? But by then nobody cared because they heard that it was fine. And this is what the news said. And the news moved on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yep. Man.
And they tried to do that with the Hur report. Did you see that recently? Mm-hmm. The Hur report came out saying, oh, we're not going to, he makes it sound like the Republicans made it sound like he was saying, well, we can't indict Biden. The only reason we can't indict Biden is because he's too far gone in a brain pan, right? Yeah. He's too addled. He can't remember anything. He doesn't know where he's at, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, none of that was true. And when they released the transcript, because the guy decided he was going to leave the Department of Justice so he could go go talk on Capitol Hill, before they did that, they released a transcript that day and people started reading it going, oh, why is it in here you said to Biden that you thought his mind was like a mind trap and you couldn't forget anything? You remembered so many things that you could most people wouldn't be able to remember. Mm-hmm. You told him that in this transcript. And the guy goes, yeah. He says, was that in your report? Nope. That you said that to him? No, not in the report.
Oh my God.
You know, it's like when you read it.
I haven't read the report yet. I haven't read it. I have not read that one yet. I was like, I don't want to read this.
But the script was a completely different story. It's like he couldn't remember when his son died. It's like the transcript read something about his son passing away. And he said, yeah, that was like March 30th or something like that. And somebody said of 2016 or 2015, I forget what year it was. I don't know what it was. 2014, mm-hmm. whatever. And he said, oh, was it 2014 or whatever? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that's and that was what the transcript said. Mm-hmm. And he made it sound like he couldn't remember when his son passed away. It's like, that's not what happened. If you read the transcript,
Yeah, I didn't read the report because we were doing a show of it. It's like, this seems dry and no reason. Nothing should come from this thing. I don't have to read this. I'm not reading this. Yeah. See?
And the only thing that her said about his mind that was anyway relevant and probably shouldn't even added was that if I were to indict him, even though I have nothing to indict him on because he didn't do anything wrong, right? Mm-hmm. And that was the thing, the takeaway from it was that he did nothing to be indictable. But then he goes on and says, even if there were, mm-hmm. by the time I were to get him in front of a jury, he would mm-hmm. be almost 90, and it would be hard to have him on the stand. And the guy says, I can't remember. And you're looking like you're just punishing a 90-year-old guy.
Yeah.
You know, so I didn't feel that we could get into that state. Mm-hmm. You know, it didn't make sense. So it's like, yeah, but you're missing the first part where he says there was nothing to indict him on to begin with. You know, you're not talking about that, are you? No, it's, no, you put that in there for a reason.
Selective reporting on the.
Well, thing. They're doing to Biden what they did to the Quayle, and it's just. I hate when they do this stuff, but it's the reality of the game, right? You just keep. There's. Do you remember?
I do not remember Quayle.
Dan Quayle. Well, they tried to make him act
what year was that?
Like he was a bumbling idiot.
What year was that?
1988. 1988.
Okay. I'm going to need you to explain Quayle.
So Dan Quayle was an Indiana senator.
Okay.
He was very young. He was in his 30s probably or whatever. But he was a Indiana senator who actually helped me out in the Navy thing. But anyway, just for, you know.
Okay.
To speak this, but truth. But so he gets nominated by mm-hmm. Bush.
Yeah.
As his vice presidential candidate.
Oh, okay.
And then it was like nobody knew he was going to do this. Even Dan Quayle didn't know. And he was like just completely shocked. So he got on stage to announce that he was there, and he kind of looked like a deer in headlights because he's like, well, I wouldn't even expect him this. You know, he's trying to misplace him. So they started hitting him on that. And then every time, like, you know, like when Obama said 57 states or something like that, he would make a gaffe here or there, and everybody would say, look how dumb he is. The guy is stupid.
Yeah.
And they just kept repeating it and repeating it and repeating it to where he couldn't get away from it. And he's like, I think the final straw was he was in front of a class of students and helping them do their spelling quiz. Right. And then he's got the cards in his hand, and the kid goes up to the chalkboard and he writes potato, and he says, tell him to spell potato. And he says, P-O-T-A-T-O.
Yeah.
And then he goes, And the kid looks at him like he's waiting for him to put another character. So he goes up and he puts an E at the end of it. And Dan says, that's right. That's what it says here. So now he's the guy who can't spell potato. Because the school on the card had the E on it. And he was just there to do this little thing. Mm-hmm. And he didn't want to make a big deal, you know, because it can be spelled that way.
Yeah.
But you can't tell people this. You can't say, oh, well, you know, technically this is an actual good spell. No. Nobody wants to hear that because they were using it. This guy doesn't know how to spell potato. He's so stupid. And it's mm-hmm. like, it was those two. And he did some things that were, he went after Murphy Brown when he probably shouldn't have, and stuff like that. But it's like, he's not a dumb guy. He was actually a very smart guy. He runs a business now. They just made it seem like, and it's a joke. Anybody you talk to now, that's all they remember about Dan Quayle, that he was dumb.
Yeah. Can't spell potato. Jackie says it was a huge deal when she was in junior high.
You watch Doctor Who, right?
Yeah.
New Who?
Yeah.
New Who. Remember David Tennant's first episode when he was the Christmas episode, right?
Mm-hmm.
And at the very end of it, Harriet Jones destroys the thing that's leaving. And he's like, I should have told him to stay away from you. And then he goes, I could take down your administration in 6 words.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, no, you can't. You can't do that. You're not that powerful, even you. And he's like, he walked over to the guy, to his aide, and whispered in her ear, doesn't she look tired?
Mm-hmm.
And then walked away. And that's all it was. And then the show later, they show her on there going, I don't know where these rumors happen that I can't do my job. And I'm, you know, and it just becomes this thing where you can't.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's happening with this guy. You know, it's like, that's politics, man. That's all you need to do, right?
Doesn't she look tired?
Oh, man. Doesn't she look a little tired?
Harriet Jones.
Yeah. And it proves that she was right later. It was the best part. She was actually right, and she came in and saved the day. I'm Harriet Jones.
Whoa. Whether she was right or wrong, I'm not going to. All right. She should have let them go. They were running, right?
Yeah.
Funding Torchwood. It's a good thing, you know, making sure you have the tools to defend yourself.
Yeah, that as long great. As you got money going to Jack, you know,
yeah,
to Captain Jack, Captain you're Jack doing Harkness. The right thing.
Correct, exactly. And then, like, the way she went down when the culmination of all the spoiler, anyone who's just into watching Doohoo.
She redeemed herself at the end. That's what mm-hmm. she redeemed yeah. herself. Like, even what she did was wrong, she came around at the end and saved the day.
Yeah.
Very good. So,
yeah.
I'm glad they gave her that ending. They brought her back to give her that.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. That was, yeah. That's if you like watching. All right. It's 6 o'clock. Mm-hmm. 6 o'clock. I got to get off here. I'm going to start making sandwiches for my daughter. She's going to start getting up here a bit, want breakfast. She's been affected by all these Canadian shows. So she loves Canadian bacon. So I'm going to go make that.
It's just bacon. Just tell her it's a Canadian. It's just regular bacon.
Yeah, she just calls it circle ham, actually. Circle ham. Hey, it's an easy breakfast food. She wants it. It's like, this is easy. You know? Yeah. And with the pans, like, of course, going to prep the pan with regular bacon for myself, and then I just, you know, do that. Oh, yeah. Does she look tired? Is how the man destroyed? But yeah. Yeah. Jackie, so have a nice morning, guys. You too. Have a nice morning, Jackie. We're getting out of here. Maybe we'll do this again next Monday. Yeah. Anyways, thanks everyone for tuning in. I don't know if we'll do this again next Monday. We'll be on later tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern daylight time, EDT now, or you know, standard time now, or Eastern Standard.
No, we're in daylight time now.
Yeah, daylight time. Yeah, EDT. Switch over.
You said that earlier. Yeah, it's DDT.
Did it right the first time. No. And what topic will we be having? I have no idea. I haven't picked out anything yet. I know what we're not doing. Okay. All right. But anyways, I had fun, guys. Hope to see you guys next time. Bye.